ABC News.
Louise Mylan with the top stories. Wild weather is smashing the New South Wales coast, with roofs ripped off buildings and power cut to more than 40,000 homes. The State Emergency Service has received over 2,500 calls for help after a low-pressure system damaged infrastructure and triggered dangerous flooding overnight. There have been winds of more than 100 kilometres an hour in parts of Sydney and the South Coast, and authorities say more wild weather is on the way today. US President Donald Trump says Israel's agreed to the necessary conditions for a potential ceasefire in Gaza, with the Israeli Prime Minister due to visit the White House next week. Mr. Trump says America's worked with Qatar and Egypt on a ceasefire proposal, and he says Israel's agreed to conditions to finalise a 60-day truce. The president also says if Hamas doesn't accept the ceasefire, the situation will only get worse. It comes as Israel continues to attack areas in northern and southern Gaza. And there's been a data breach of Qantas's online records. The airline says it detected unusual activity on a third-party platform which has service records of 6 million customers. Qantas says it's investigating how much data's been stolen, but it expects it will be significant. The company says the data includes some customers' names, emails, phone numbers, birth dates, and frequent flyer numbers, but not credit card, banking, or passport details. ABC News.